Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Wannabers Podcast, episode 34. This is really just going to be a short little segment. I promised a little Virtual Console giveaway the other month, and I don't know if I can make a full episode anytime soon, so thought I'd do this real quick and get that out of the way. Joining me today are two new guests, and I'll let Cody introduce himself first.
Hi, I'm Cody. Z11254 on 10.
And we'll let Dark Soul introduce himself.
Yeah, I'm Dark Soul IIV on 1UP.com, also known as Matt. Yeah.
All right, y'all sound excited. Not. But what we're going to do is I'm going to ask you one video game question each, and then we'll, if you get it right, I'll ask one of y'all one question. If you get wrong, the person next will get the next question, blah, blah, blah. So, Cody,
okay. First
question is for you. You ready?
Yeah.
This one's easy. Who was the princess first introduced in Super Mario Galaxy?
I don't know.
Dot.
Incorrect. The correct answer is Princess Rosalina. All right, Dr. Soul, here's your question. Who is the imp that befriends Link in Twilight Princess?
That befriends Link in Twilight... Damn, I didn't play Twilight Princess. I do not know.
Want to make a guess?
I didn't play it, so I really wouldn't know.
Damn. I thought these would be pretty easy, but the correct answer is Midna, the little monster thing that rides on Link's back when he's a wolf, so... I don't think y'all are going to get the rest of these questions because they're a lot harder. But, Cody, next one's for you.
Alright.
What character in Metal Gear Solid is a Kurd? I know you probably don't even know what a Kurd is.
No, I have no idea what that means.
A Kurd is a, kind of like, it's a certain group, like, they're Muslim in the Middle East. I'll get, that's kind of a clue. First Metal Gear Solid.
The first one?
Yeah.
Wait, is this a character question?
Yeah, it's a character. Which character? The major important character in the game.
Can you repeat the question?
What character in Metal Gear Solid is a Kurd?
Natasha. I don't know. That's the only one I could remember.
You remember some girl on your codec?
Well,
but the correct answer is Sniper Wolf.
I thought she was Russian.
Dark Soul, this one's for you. It's a little bit harder, but you might get it. Who is the star of Castlevania The Adventure for Game Boy?
Another game I did not play. Fail. I would not know.
It's a common first name. Just name any first name you can do.
Simon.
Simon? No. It's Christopher Belmont.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, I know it's one of the Belmonts.
The sad thing about my questions is I've played both those games.
All right, Cody, this one's for you. Let's see if
Metal
we can get
Gear.
Somebody to actually get a question right. What was Sonic and the Secret Ring's original name?
I don't know, even though I've had that game before.
Since y'all are getting so many of these things wrong, I'm gonna let Dark Soul try to answer it.
Okay.
It was like Wildfire or something.
That's
I don't know,
it?
It was? Yeah, nice.
Sonic Wildfire. Alright, Cody, you're down 0-1. Here's your question. In the Street Fighter series, Nash is the Japanese name of whom?
Chad.
Who?
Chad.
Chad? Cad?
You said Chad? Is a fighter
no,
name
Chad.
K-E-N. It can.
That's
oh,
the only
like Jackie Chan? I don't remember that.
Wait.
But, that's not the correct answer.
I guess.
Dark Soul, you can go ahead and guess.
I'm gonna guess Charlie.
Correct. Charlie.
Oh, I'm nice. I don't know.
Apparently,
I was thinking about it. I'm like, who could it be? It's not Guile. I know it was someone American.
Apparently, it's his full name is Charlie Nash, but in the Japanese version, he's called Nash, and American is called Charlie. Whatever.
Never played Street Fighter.
All right. Cody, yeah. I know you're never going to get this one. In the Guilty Gear series, Bridget carries around a teddy bear called what?
Joe.
No. Dark Soul?
I would not know.
Roger.
Oh, I was close.
Name the Prince of... Yeah, Cody. Name the Prince of Persia game for Dreamcast.
Prince of Persia, the Sands of Time.
No.
That's the only one I know.
Prince of Persia 3D, which was actually a pretty bad game before the series got rebooted again into actually good games. Ah, shit, I didn't let Dark Soul get it. But,
oh, that's all right. It's cool.
He's already winning. Cody, what is the name of the Pac-Man-themed puzzle game?
Oh, come on. I have that little Game Boy game. Is it Pack Attack?
What?
Oh, my God. You got it, Cody.
That's what they called it? Oh, my God. Crazy.
Yep.
I have the little Game Boy game of Pac-Man collection.
All right, Dark Soul. This one's going to be super hard, and I know you're not going to get it, but let's see if you can. Name Squaresoft's first game.
Squaresoft's first game? Wow, I wouldn't be surprised if it was an RPG.
Keep in mind, Final Fantasy was intended to be their last game.
Yeah.
But they were in a financial rut, and they were like, all right, we'll put all resources in Final Fantasy and call it that, because it was going to be our final game. Then it made them money, and it saved them.
Yeah.
So you're probably not going to know the first game, since it probably wasn't any good.
Yeah, I don't. No clue, dude.
Cody?
No idea.
The Death Trap.
Yeah.
I couldn't even really find any more info on this game, so I knew that was going to be like one of the super hard ones. Alright, Cody's at 1 and Dark Souls at 2. And I'll let Cody have one final chance to redeem himself before we make up another question to win the game. Cody, for win or lose, in the Sonic series, who is Cream the Rabbit's mother?
I don't know, I lose.
It's Vanilla the Rabbit.
I got all the Sonic questions.
So our winner is Dark Soul. You won the first video game trivia face-off.
Yeah.
Probably the last one, because it kind of went into the ground and burned. But congratulations, you get the pride of being our video game trivia champion.
Man, I feel kind of bad. I don't know.
Well,
I didn't even know there was a Cream the Rabbit.
Yeah, she was in Sonic Advance 2.
I knew she had a mom, but it's not like I beat her. Like, I beat it with all the characters in Advance 2, but I didn't care about the cutscenes, so I didn't know her mom's name. It's like, what? You know?
Yeah, I have Sonic Advance 1.
What about Sonic Adventure 1?
I have that and, like, the original Sonic, and those are, like, the only two Sonic games I have.
You don't even have Sonic 2?
Well, I think I have two Sonic games for the Genesis, and then I have Sonic Advance.
Oh, the first two, okay.
Yeah.
I must have misheard you. But, I have a lot of them. I have that, the two collections for GameCube and much other crap. But, what?
I used to have the one that, like, first came out in, like, 2007 for PS3, but it was terrible, so...
Oh, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, oh my God. I don't even want to talk about that game.
I think they just called it that so nobody would, like, easily refer back to that piece of crap.
Yeah.
Yesterday, like, Sonic the Hedgehog 2006.
I think the back deserves, like, whiff, like, low times.
Yeah.
God, like, it's, like, a low time for everything. Like, seriously. It's ridiculous.
I, like, just unlocked Silver, and then I just, like, stopped playing.
But,
I think you actually start off with all of them, but I just started playing Silver, and I just stopped playing because I hated it.
But I guess we'll get into the contest details of contest that can actually give you an actual prize. Back a little while back, I promised that I'd give away 2 Virtual Console games on the next episode. And since I was lazy and didn't do anything, got taking the time till today to actually do it. But all you have to do is leave a comment with your friend code and what game you want. And I'm only giving out games worth 500 Wii points. So that leaves you, like, most of the NES games, most of the Commodore 64 games, and most of the Sega Master System games. So I'm going to have to give away $10 worth of Virtual Console games. But, hey, it's free. And you didn't have to listen long. Or if you skipped toward to the end and learned how to do it. But just leave your Wii friend code and what game you want. I'll leave a link on the show notes showing all the games available for the North American Virtual Console. And you also have to have a North American Virtual Console because they don't allow you to give a Wii gift over regions for some reason.
Man, that blows.
And you also have to have it set to, like, Wii set to, like, being in America for some reason, because I tried to give it to a Canadian last time, and we had trouble until he actually went to his Wii menu and switched whatever his settings to America, and it worked fine. I don't know why that was. But thank you, Dark Soul, and thank you, Cody, for coming on.
You're welcome.
There we go.
Got quiet. It was like awkward silence. I'm sorry. Yeah. Cool.
I don't know what we're supposed to say.
On air noob.
But until next time, whenever that is, we are Ghost.